This is the Game Act Hotline for February 26, 2006, episode 23.
Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love.
Game Addict Hotline.
Americans love a winner and will not tolerate a loser.
And welcome to the Game Act Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up. We are your source for all the video game news, video game releases, and video game trivia. So glad you could be here. My name is Luke, and welcome. Let's go ahead and let's get into our news for the site this week. First, I want to go and tell you guys that I was at the Podcast Hotel, which is being held in the Seattle area this week. I got to see a lot of people in the podcasting world over in San Francisco areas and Oregon and some other parts, and got to see people trying to find out what podcasting is and how they can use it for the musicians and other people wanting to get more information for maybe their own audio shows. Hopefully not a video game show. But we also wanted to tell you guys that we are also going to be having a new feature coming up. It's going to be called the Modders Minute, and it's going to be done by my friend Mick Haven. I have a clip for you. This is his first episode, so you'll get to know who he is. So let me play that for you.
Welcome to the Game Addict Hotline series on how to make a game modification with your host of the series, Mick Haven.
Hello and welcome to the series. I'm your host, Mick Haven. Some background information about myself. I recently graduated from Edmonds Community College with two certificates, the Windows C++ programming certificate and the other in computer game design. I've continued on to Central Washington University for their business administration degree. I hope you join me on the Game Addict Hotline as we explore the world of game mods. If you have any comments or questions regarding this series, please email me, mickhaven@hotmail.com. That's MikHaven at hotmail.com. Thank you.
Join Mick Haven next time when he will continue with the feature on how to make a game modification for the Game Addict Hotline.
I also want to tell you guys we are going to be having a LAN event on March 4th. We're going to be having two meals, and we're going to be playing Counter-Strike Source, some GoldenEye Source, some Unreal Tournament, and some other games. We're also going to have drinks there, too. It's only going to cost you $5, so if you're in the Linwood, Washington area, you can come to the Edmonds Community College this Saturday. It'll be from 12 to 10 p.m., and we're going to have some real fun times. I'd love to see anybody who's in the area to come, and you could talk to me and also get to have a fun time with a lot of people who would like to kill you. So, well, virtually. Anyway, that's all I have for this week. So let's go ahead and let's get into our video game news. Merrill Lynch thinks the PS3 will cost $900. Sony thinks otherwise. Early last week, Merrill Lynch financial analysts placed the PS3 price at $900 due to the high price of production for the Blu-ray drive and cell processor technologies made in the PS3. On Sunday of last week, Sony spokesman Kei Sakaguchi denied rumors of the price and also rumors of the PS3 being delayed. The rumors have created a problem in Sony's stock as it fell about 3.5% in America and 1.75% in Japan. There still hasn't been a price placed on the PS3 as of today, though many rumor it may be around $500. Our next news story, Nintendo Revolution Developers Kit will sell for $2,000. In a recent article at IGN.com, IGN interviewed a few developers and found out that the Nintendo Revolution developers kits are being sold for $2,000. The price of the SDK is well under development kit prices of the PS2, which runs for $20,000, and even the original PlayStation, which is between $4,000 and $5,000. Developers commented that they received three different kits that have increasingly shown the power of the revolution. Developers hope to receive a final developer's kit in June of this year. Our next news story, Infinium Labs shows huge losses for the company. Infinium Labs is in real trouble as this week it was reported that the company has lost almost $62.7 million in the last 3 years. The company announced this week that the Phantom Gaming System, its biggest product in production, will be put on the back burner as the company tries to gain from its losses with their wireless keyboard and mouse combo called the Lapboard. Infinium has been in default with multiple gaming companies, and the company is in a move after failing to pay their rent here in the Seattle area. Our final news story, Link turns 20 this week. Shigeru Miyamoto's ideas of being in a huge forest fighting imaginary creatures, which later became the Legend of Zelda series, is now 20 years old. With over 20 titles being released since this year, it has been one of the best franchises in video games. We all thank Shigeru Miyamoto for his work and creating a fun franchise. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our top rentals at Gamefly.com. Number 3, Condemned: Criminal Origins for the Xbox 360. Number 2, Gradia 3 for the PS2. And the number 1 top rented game at Gamefly.com, Full Auto for the Xbox 360. For top games in Japan this week, number 5, Bleach: Hanateruchi Yabu for the PS2. Number 4, Odeyao Dobutsu no Mori for the Nintendo DS. Number 3, Eigo ga Nigate na Otama no DS Training, Eigo Duke for the Nintendo DS. Number 2, Kahashima Ryuta Keyoju Kanshu Moto Nau Kiteru Otana DS for the Nintendo DS. And the number 1 top sold game in Japan, Monster Hunter 2 for the PS2. Top games in the UK this week, number 5, The Sims 2 for all formats. Number 4, Rugby 2006 for the PS2, Xbox, and PC. Number 3, Need for Speed Most Wanted for all formats. Number 2, Star Wars Empire at War for the PC. And the number 1 top sold game in the UK last week, Shadow of the Colossus for the PS2. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get into our new releases this week. First off, for the Xbox 360, there are no Xbox 360 games this week. For all systems, FIFA Street 2 by EA Sports. For the Xbox and PlayStation 2, Final Fight Streetwise by Capcom. For the Xbox, there are no independent Xbox games this week. For the PS2, 24, The Game by 2K Games. Greg Hastings Tournament Paintball Maxed by Activision Value. For the GameCube, there are no GameCube games this week. For the PSP, MX vs. ATV Unleashed on the Edge by THQ. Street Supremacy by Konami. Generation of Chaos by Nippon Ichi Software. FIFA Street 2 by EA Sports. For the DS, Super Princess Peach by Nintendo. FIFA Street 2 by EA Sports. For the Game Boy Advance, there are no Game Boy Advance games this week. For the PC, Station Access Collection, which is a collection of the 5 multi-massively online games created by Sony Online Entertainment. Dungeons & Dragons Online Stormreach by Atari. SWAT 4 The Stretchkov Syndicate by VU Games. The Sims 2 Open for Business by EA Games. And our game for this week, it's going to be Black by EA Games, and that's for the Xbox and the PlayStation 2. Okay, let's go ahead and let's take a commercial break. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
Hey gamers, do you sometimes say, "That last level stinks"? Not just that level, that whole game. We know you've got opinions. What you need now are skills. You can't make games that rock unless you've got the know-how. Don't go to some fly-by-night web-based diploma mill. Instead, Edmonds Community College is an accredited institution offering game development certification for online or on-campus students. Check out their website at cs.edcc.edu/programs.htm. Edmonds Community College, every step of the way.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the Edmonds Community College. You can visit them at www.edcc.edu. We also are a part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net. Let's go ahead and let's get into our video game trivia this week. It was a little hard for me to get some trivia, so bear with me. I hopefully had some good trivia questions for you this week. Let's go ahead and start with our first category, Midway. Number one, this football franchise game by Midway let you maliciously tackle opponents and made you go 20 yards for a first down. Number two, this 1983 arcade game lets you play a spy driving to get away from terrorists while using oil slicks, smoke screens, and a machine gun. And number three, this fighting game revolutionized the genre with violence, gruesome fatalities, and was made into two movies. Okay, let's go to our next category, horrible game controllers. IGN had a top 10 list of the horrible controllers. Let's go ahead and look at three of them. Number one, this NES controller was said to let you control the game with your hand movements and had a starring role in the movie The Wizard. Number two, this Genesis controller was a ring you'd put around yourself and use for your fighting games such as Eternal Champion. And number three, this Atari controller had not only a D-pad, a start and select button, and three action buttons, but also came with an extra 12-button interface on the bottom, making it the worst controller ever. All right, let's go ahead and let's get to our final category, Legend of Zelda games. Number one, this is the title of the first Game Boy Legend of Zelda game. Number two, this is the world Link lives in. And number three, this is Zelda's alter ego in Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our final question. You know, IGN and some other sites were talking about THQ's Raw vs. SmackDown for the PSP, saying that it had some slowdowns in loading. Well, some ingenious guy decided to test how long it would take to get from the PSP logo to the actual gameplay in season mode. What I want to know is, how long did it take? Okay, we're going to go ahead and let you guys think about those questions while we have a commercial break. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
Did you play with a friend on a rainy day? Did you play with your dad? Did you show him the way? Did you play with your sis? Did your mom always miss? Did you play a game from Atari? Have you played Atari today?
Everyone loves an Atari game, and it's so easy to install, anyone can hook it up. But watch out, anyone can get hooked.
Have you played Atari today?
The Super Koopa Troopa Show, featuring video game music and a podcast at www.theworstblog.com, hosted by DJ Mega Matt X.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Let's go ahead and let's check out our trivia for this week. Our first category was Midway. Number one, this football franchise game lets you maliciously tackle opponents and made you go 20 yards for a first down. And the answer to that was, what is NFL Blitz? Number two, this 1983 arcade game lets you play as a spy driving to get away from terrorists. And the answer to that was, what is Spy Hunter? And the final question, this fighting game revolutionized the genre with violence, gruesome fatalities, and was made into two movies. And the answer to that was, what is Mortal Kombat? Okay, our next category, horrible game controllers. Number one, this NES controller was said to let you control the game with your hand movements and had a starring role in the movie The Wizard. And the answer to that was, what is the Power Glove? Number two, this Genesis controller was a ring you put around yourself and used for playing fighting games such as Eternal Champions. And the answer to that was, what is the Sega Activator? And finally, this Atari controller had not only a D-pad, a start and select button, and three action buttons, but also came with a 12-button interface. And the answer to that was, what is the Atari Jaguar controller? Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our final category, Legend of Zelda games. Number one, this was the first Legend of Zelda game for the Game Boy. And the answer was, what is Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening? Number two, this is the world Link lives in. And the answer to that is, what is Hyrule? And finally, this is Zelda's alter ego in Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. And the answer to that is, what is Sheik? All right, let's go ahead and let's look at our final question. IGN and other sites have been talking about how THQ's Raw vs. SmackDown for the PSP has some pretty slow load times. One person timed it, and I wanted to know how long it took to get from the PSP logo to an actual game in season mode. And the actual time was, what is 6 minutes and 28 seconds? That is just way too long. And that is if you just blew through all the extra things you needed to do and just started the game. So I am just appalled. You can go ahead and check it out at the YouTube website. I also have it in the show notes if you want to get a link to watch the whole process. But that's going to be it for our show this week. Please email me with any comments, suggestions, or trivia ideas at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com. You can also go ahead and vote for us at Podcast Alley or become a friend at Podcast Fickle or subscribe to us through Yahoo Podcasts. We also would like you guys to go to our website, www.gameacthotline.com, and go ahead and put any comments you have about the show or any of the other things we are doing on the site. But that's all for this week, so turn your video games back up and have a great week!
Jump, 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 jump